President Jacob Zuma has not been given a deadline to respond after being recalled by the ANC National Executive Committee. Secretary General Ace Magashule made this announcement at a media briefing held at Luthuli House this afternoon. The briefing was called to announce the outcome of a 13-hour National Executive Committee meeting. Magashule added that Zuma has asked for a period of 3 to 6 months to step down. The ANC NEC has, however, declined this request and said when the party recalls a deployee, they expect them to follow orders.
Now, the reason for recall was that we engaged and we are looking forward to an amicable solution. We will then see what President Zuma's response is. But it's obvious that we want Comrade Ramaphosa to come in as the President of South Africa.
Meanwhile, the ANC wants Cyril Ramaphosa to take over as president of the country, and once the new date for the State of the Nation has been set, it will be delivered by him. Secretary General Ace Magashule made the announcement at a media briefing held at Luthuli House this afternoon. He says although they have not set a deadline for President Jacob Zuma to respond to the call, they are expecting him to respond tomorrow. They said they concluded to recall Zuma as an organization, and it was a collective decision. Magashule says the question on who will be the next deputy president of the country has still not been decided, should he take the reins as the president. He said he is unsure whether the party will support to a motion of no confidence against Zuma should he not step down. Magashule says the decision to recall him is, however, final.
Is there still room for negotiation? Yes, we are a political party which wants to resolve matters politically. And if there is that space, the President Jacob Zuma wants to further engage us, we'll do so. But I think the decision of the National Executive Committee is now final. Recall President Jacob Zuma. So that decision can change.
And Free State dam levels are severely low as the Knelpoort and Rusfontein dam are currently standing at 38 and 23% respectively. DA councillor and water expert Rousseau Botha says these two dams provide water to Bloemfontein. Botha adds that in effect Knelpoort actually stands at 28% and Rusfontein at 13% as dam levels are restricted from being lower than 10%. Botha said in an interview with OFM News that the Mangaung municipality is not taking harsh enough measures regarding water restrictions in the city. He says low dam levels are one of the reasons for the discoloration and sandy smell in the water. This could lead to bacteria forming in the water, and as a result, people could possibly get sick from this. Botha adds that if the municipality does not have a written response to solutions on how to solve the water situation by tomorrow, that they will be taking further steps by later a complaint at the Public Protector and the Human Rights Commissions. Meanwhile, Free State Health Department spokesperson Mondli Mbambi says the water quality that has been tested has been meeting the standards of quality drinking water in Mangaung.
The health implications of the water that it is, we have tested it nevertheless from our own point of view. And as of last week, Friday, the water quality was proving to be meeting the standard. We are aware about the complaints that the odor is problematic, but in as far as we know, the odor does not contribute to any potential proliferation of illness or disease.
Your top story at this hour, President Jacob Zuma has not been given a deadline to respond after being recalled by the ANC National Executive Committee. You can reach OFM News on our hotline, that's 082-370-1268.